Gainesville.
Welcome to the Calvary Baptist Church broadcast, presented by Calvary Baptist Church in Gainesville, Georgia. We are a small but growing group of believers in Jesus Christ and want to invite you and your family to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. The church is located at 1370 Calvary Church Road in Gainesville. And now to bring you today's message, here's Pastor Raymond Laddy.
I do want to talk about time a little bit because we kind of discount time sometimes. We kind of think that we have an unlimited amount of it. And as I get older, I find out that the most valuable thing I have, and I don't know exactly how much of it I have, is time. That's the most valuable commodity that I have. It's not 401k, it's not money, it's none of those things, it's time. And in that time I am given, there is a responsibility in that. That's what I want to talk to you about today, what Paul talked about in redeeming the time. But I'll tell you what I think is time well spent. Yesterday, I've been working mid shifts at work, I decided that I was just going to cut out of there a little bit early. Probably just implicated myself, but that's okay. Sometimes you have to do that. But we were done. It's kind of a slow weekend because of, you know, Halloween festivities and stuff like that, at least in the evening. But the main reason I did it was we had a gathering at Mom and Dad's house, kind of a, if you want to call it a fall celebration or a Halloween party or whatever it was. So Mom had made chili and, you know, we had apple pie, and I thought, heck, I'm going to that. I was already an hour late. Not so much any reason than anybody else, but I hoped that Lily and Rose was going to be there, and they were. So I walk in, and you know, Lily without fail, hey Rabin. I said, hey Lily. So I love that name, Rabin. So anyway, the funniest part of it was is Granny has the big, Mom has the big, you know, container of candy, Halloween candy that we all munching on and everything. So of course Lily would want to get in it, and she did. So she found out that if she quietly got into that Halloween candy and kind of eased over to me, that I would give it to her. Although it was growing late in the evening and it was bedtime, and you know how sugar and babies are sometimes, they can be a little. So, you know, when that little one comes up to me and says, hey, Rabin, can I have candy? You know, what am I going to say? Yes. I'm an expert in candy. So anyway, that went on for a little while. So Ashley started saying, you know, you've had enough candy. So she'd slip over there and look and pick stuff up and put it back. So she got a hold of a sucker. And accidentally, I had given her Smarties off and on, too. So anyway, got the wrapper off of it and was licking on it. And Ashley was saying, I thought I told you not to, not very forcefully, I thought I told you not to get in that candy before bedtime. So she's got a lollipop in this hand, and Eli gets in the candy. And she turns around with that lollipop. She takes a lick. She turns around with that lollipop and looks at Eli and says, Ellie, no candy before bed. So isn't that humans? You know, we will, and I guess I've done that as a pastor. I've pointed at somebody and said, you know, this, that, or the other, and I've got three fingers pointing back at myself. So anyway, that's humanity in a nutshell. She's 2 years old. I mean, come on. But sometimes we do that as adults, don't we? We do that. We will have it in our left hand and condemn somebody else who's got it with our right hand. Amen? So just how we do things sometimes. But in my thoughts, that's time well spent with your family and with those tiny ones. And as I look at them and I look at my own, I realize that time is fleeting. Boy, it goes by quickly, doesn't it? Yes. Time slips by. And, you know, we try everything in the world. There's a part of us that just time doesn't seem natural in a lot of ways. It's like, why can't we stay here all day? Why can't we stay here and do that? Why can't I keep? I think about that sometimes, my childhood and the people that I love that are growing old. I wish I could just keep it like it is or go back to the way it was. That's the problem with sin and aging and death. So the time that we are given is very, very valuable. Paul talks about it in Ephesians chapter 5. Paul was so wise. His wisdom came from God and his submission to God. His writings, his advice to the early Christians came from God. God used him in a mighty way. So in Ephesians chapter 5, we'll start with verse 15. Paul says, walk in wisdom. Walk in wisdom. And I know time today, we think, I don't have any of it. I have to work. I try to work extra hours. You know, we all do these days. Even if you're retired, I've heard people say, I'm retired and I seem to work harder and be busier now than I was when I had a full-time job. Yeah, that's the world that we live in today. It's so easy to look around and say, I just don't have time. But I think the problem sometimes is we do not manage our time. Now, this isn't some kind of company, you know, advice seminar on how to manage time. This is about where we're at spiritually and what God says about our time, because he has blessed and gifted us with a certain amount of time. And if we're not careful, we can squander that time. There's things that I wish I could go back and do a little bit better job of. There's things, times I wish I could go back and say, you know, that I wasted a lot right there. I wasted a lot of time and a lot of opportunities. Part of this comes with wisdom, but it's time to stop, I believe, as the time changes. Time dictates our lives. We have a finite amount of time here on earth. If we're in Christ, we have an infinite amount I'll use the word time, but time doesn't exist in heaven because, as Jesus said, or God said, I am. When we get to heaven, we are, and we will always be. There won't be I used to be or I look forward to. When we get to heaven and everything is perfectly restored and set right, we will be forever. So every moment of every day, we can say, I am. We can look down the road 10,000 years into the future in heaven and say, I am, because the great I am sent Jesus to make that possible. So Paul says in verse 15, walk in wisdom, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. I think it's harder now to manage our time for spiritual purposes than it has been in the past because our time is so sought after. We're pulled in 13 different directions. You know, we have to do this and we have to do that. And then when he says to walk circumspectly, then again, maybe we stop right there and go, or do I? Or do I really have to do this? Is this really necessary? Is somebody holding a gun to my head and saying, I have to do this? Well, it becomes a you and God thing. There's some things God says that we should do, but there's some other things that we don't often talk about that he says we ought to do, like rest. Like making good use of your time is getting proper rest, not having to fill up every moment of every day just exactly, because work can be a religion. Work is a religion to some people. Work is important. We're supposed to go to work. We're supposed to earn money, honestly. We're supposed to earn our bread by the sweat of our brows, part of the curse. But yet, for some people, their work is all they have. And they're not going to be able to do that work forever. And is that work pleasing to God? Does that work benefit humanity? So we have to stop and go, wait a minute. I don't want to be a fool here, but I want to be wise. In other words, if we're going to redeem our time, we have to buy back some of our time. And it's going to cost a little something. Not so much money, but it's going to cost some things. I want to look at that today. Paul says, look at these things, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Redeeming the time. He is saying, make the most of every opportunity. Include God in your time. And that's a challenge for us today. Like I say, I think the biggest challenges today, one of the biggest challenges, and it could be the biggest challenge, and I'm going to say it again, you probably get tired of hearing it, are these things right here. These things right here. I never knew this. If you live 20 more years and you have a phone and you use it in an average amount of time, out of those 20 years, you will waste 7 of them. 7 years looking at that screen. 7, a third of that time would be wasted. And you say, wait a minute, preacher, you know, I have to do business and You know, we do. You have to buy, pretty much have one today. You pay the bills on it. You know, I keep up with my family. But yeah, how much do we get on there and look at trivial things? The doom scrolling that people do. You know, I get on there and check the headlines. Sometimes it helps dictate the way I preach. Preferably the Holy Spirit does when I do things right and be obedient and allow him to lead me. But think about that. 20 years. That's just an average usage of a tablet or a phone, or it can be our TVs. You know, we often dismiss the TV, but the TV's been a challenge for a long time. Sit there and watch it for 7 years out of 20. What could we be doing? I don't watch a lot of TV. One thing I'm bad about doing sometimes at certain parts of the year is I'll come in the evening and I'll watch hunting or trapping videos. There's nothing wrong with these things, but we have to be wise. There's nothing wrong with hobbies, but we cannot let them consume us. Sometimes that's what happens. That becomes far more who we are than a child of God and a promoter of the gospel and of the kingdom. So, Paul says, redeem the time because the days are evil. It is so easy for somebody to grab our time, ball games and parties and on and on and on. It just seems like there are things, and we get exhausted and we get numb. We get so tired, we get so exhausted, and we get so numb. We need to redeem some time. You're here today. You redeemed wisely time on Sunday morning. And I realize we can't all be here every Sunday. I understand that. We have to be reasonable. We have to be wise. But to redeem the time. Listen, most of the time that I believe I have here on earth is already behind me. I believe that. It's already behind me. And I've not always been a good time redeemer. It's a resource, probably our most valuable resource, that we need to treat like it's valuable. People say time is money. Yes, it is. Time is also God. Time is also spiritual things. Time is also serving other people because the days are evil. Between screens and between all these other things, Satan is successfully pulling us away from the things of God, even in churches. Charles Spurgeon talked about, in his day, and he preached in the late 1800s, the mid-1800s, before he passed away, before the turn of the 19th century, he talked about Christian sluggards. And he said, what are you doing with your time? What are you doing? Are you putting your time toward something that's going to matter eternally? And yes, some hobbies and some things can matter eternally in some ways, but we allow them to consume us. And it's something we have to watch as Christians. He talked about Christians who are so caught up in trivial things, and it becomes consumed so much of their time. You know, there was a movie. Anybody see the movie Schindler's List? It was before a lot of your time, I guess, pun intended. Where a businessman, right at the time of the Nazis coming into power, had a business, and he hired Jews. He joined the Nazi party. He joined the Nazi party, and he hired Jews. He was trying to appease both the political end of things, the business end of things like we do these days. He was trying to do all these things, but as he hired and worked these Jewish people who were innocent in this factory building ceramics and ammunition, a lot of that ammunition would go toward the Nazi war effort. He began to see them as people. He saw them as innocent people. And then in Warsaw, or I believe it was in Warsaw, where they killed so many hundreds of thousands of Jews, he began to see that and see that they were innocent people. And with his own money and with his own resources, because he was financially very well off to be a business owner, he began to get them out of there. He made a list called Schindler's List. God used him to do that. And after everything was said and done, you know, some Jewish people came to him and said, thank you so much for your time and for your effort in saving thousands, if not tens of thousands, of lives. And they said he hung his head in the movie, hung his head, and I guess in real life too, and said, I could have saved more. Well, I squandered a lot of money. I squandered a lot of time. That car out there was worth 10 lives. This watch right here, this gold, was worth 2 lives. So, kind of brings into perspective, nothing wrong with owning a watch or a car, but the priorities there. It touched him that he could have done more. You know, we always worry about looking back and say, I could do more. I could have used that time more wisely. I could have been there more for my kids. I could have been there more for my church. I could have been there more for my relatives, my in-laws, whoever it might have been that God has placed in your circle. But I didn't redeem that time. I wasted it. Now we have to work. But do we redeem that time on the clock as a time that can please God? Not often, not always, at least in my opinion. How many trivial things do we get involved in that is not wise use of our time? Hobbies. Don't matter one these days. You know, they say that within just 10 to 15, I think the max are 25 years, that that generation that has gone is pretty much forgotten. Nobody remembers a lot of what they did. Nobody cares, especially in the world that we live in today. Nobody really worries about that stuff because time marches on. So that tells me that I need to store my treasures up in heaven. Amen. Then I need to redeem a little bit of time, purchase some time from silly worldly things and shift that over. We do that with our money, don't we? We look at our 401ks and we look at our bank accounts and we say, well, I need to shift this money here to cover that. I need to shift some time here to cover a need that may exist within my family or that may exist within my church or may exist within my community or may that may exist with me personally between me and God. I need to transfer, purchase back some of that time, and it's going to cost you somewhere else. If we start making a list and go, what can I omit here? Maybe a little less time in front of the TV. Maybe a little less time in front of the phone screen. I'm bad about looking through my phone and getting carried away at night. Y'all do that? Scrolling and looking and trying to keep up with the Joneses. Listen, I'm supposed to redeem my time. We're on social media and worry about other people's time and keeping up with the Joneses. I need to worry about the opportunities that God gives me. Not Joe Doe, I guess that's his brother, down the road, okay? I've got opportunities that nobody else can fulfill, can take advantage of. I need to worry about me. I don't need to compare myself to this or worry about doing these challenges. And it's a waste of time. It's trivial many times, isn't it? Now, I'm not saying that God hasn't given us some things to enjoy, but I'm just thinking and saying that we are awfully decadent these days. We are decadent. We get caught up in series. We have to transfer some time. Maybe we have to look around and say, you know, maybe I need to spend a little bit less time somewhere else beside a deer stand. Maybe I need to spend a little more time somewhere else besides at the ball game or in the bar or keeping up with something foolish and look and see that person hurting, that child that needs my attention. I struggle with that sometimes. You know, there are things I like to do and want to be doing sometimes. And my wife would say, your child, both of them at one time or the other, is trying to get a little attention, Daddy. What makes you feel about that at all? I'm glad she had the guts enough to say that. Needs a little bit of attention. You see, that's stuff I can't get back. They grow up, they move on. That's stuff I can't redo. I can, you know, do better at it as time goes on. But as I, you know, look at Lily and look at Rose and think, how precious, and my kids and all these other children, Aaron and all the babies, Riley, how precious is today with these babies? How precious is next week with these babies? How precious is turning off all the noise and the bright lights and the megapixels and sitting down and just laughing a little bit, having a conversation, talking to people. Man, how's your day going? Is there anything I can do for you? This woman come by through the store the other night, she had her headphones on. She walked by and she looked at me, and I'm one, I kind of go off a visual cue sometimes, and I said, hey, how you doing? She goes, hey, she, what? Like I had, you know, and I said, hey, how you doing? She goes, I'm fine. I just totally ruined her evening, I guess, by speaking to her. I don't know what she was listening to, talking about being in your own little world. And I said, is there anything I can help you with? Because that's what we're supposed to do, and that's the right thing to do. And she goes, no. She was so rattled that I spoke to her. And you see that now. But if you start talking to people, and I do that a lot on the job. I recently got spoken to about talking to so many people. That may not be the best use of time for the company, but I don't care a lot of the time. I'll just be honest with you. Because I love people. And, you find out that people, you have opportunities with people that you may never see them again. It don't always go like that. I love to talk to older people because they will stop and they will talk to you. And they'll talk about their grandkids. Oh, I'm buying for my grandchild or my daughter. My granddaughter's turning this years old. And, you know, on and on and on. I love that. And I'm not going to stop doing it. I'll just go find another job. Amen? I do get some things done now. Give me a break. But redeeming the time is so important. And as I get older, I see that. You know, I think it's one of those things that we start realizing as we get older. When you're young, you got all the time in the world. I'll worry about that later. I think we all go through that. But it's so important that we stop and take a deep breath, have some quiet time with God and say, God, help me reorganize some things. Help me to redeem some time here. We all have opportunities to do it. I think we should approach it like our money. I mean, these days, we ain't going to squander no money, are we? I mean, not wisely, anyway. I do, and that's been a terrible failure of mine many times. But look at our time and go, I ain't going to waste that time over there doing that foolishness. I ain't going to waste that time watching some trash on TV. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to call somebody up, or I'm going to go to the assisted living home, or I'm going to... But don't make that all you do and burn yourself out on that either. Take some time and go one-on-one with God. Amen. Rest a little bit. It's okay. Rest a little bit. Get enough sleep. Exercise. You remember that holding the sucker in one hand and, you know, that Lily did. When I say you need to exercise, that's what's happening. Okay. No candy before bed. Okay. So, take care of ourselves because we only have so much time. Make the best use of it. Say, Lord, help me. Paul says, do not be unwise and understand what the will of the Lord is in verse 17. Do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation. You see that today. But be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. I see a pattern here of being, as Christians, Paul's talking to Christians here. Because if you don't know Jesus, you're going to waste time. You've wasted all that time to that point, pretty much. You're going to waste time and you're going to struggle with that. But if you know Christ, that's who Paul's talking to here. He's saying, get with other people, sing. Pick the guitar, pick the banjo, the electric guitar, beat the drums, sing, encourage each other. Get away from all that politics mess and all that stuff and just be people and love each other and worship together. Remember that I'm the King, that I'm the King of all, and that I love you, and that I've given you a certain amount of time, and I want you to use it wisely. Don't dwell too much on what's in the past, get forgiveness for it, learn from it, and make good use of today and tomorrow. It's so important. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Submitting to one another. Well, that's not what society teaches today, is it? To submit to your brother, submit. People say, well, that sure is a weak person. No, that's a strong person that when the time is right and the Holy Spirit leads, and there's that unique opportunity that for the good of everything, both today and in the times to come, that you would submit to them. That you would put them first. That you would put that down and recognize them and listen. I have a hard time listening sometimes. I get reprimanded for that at home sometimes. I have a one-track mind and it's on slow. Okay? Barely turning. And I get something on my mind and somebody's trying to say something. And maybe I'm ADHD. I don't know. Or ADD or ABC or I don't know. It's one of them letters, but I have trouble listening sometimes to my own family. It's a terrible weakness. But listening is loving. When you have a child or a wife that's had a bad day and they're perplexed about the evil that day brought into their lives or the evil that they were subjected to or struggling with spiritually, to listen to them. And understand that you say, well, I don't have time. I got other things going on. Yeah, you have time. You got to make it. You got to redeem it. You got to purchase it back. I guarantee you there's something that you can push aside that would prioritize that. That's one of the reasons we're having a mental health crisis in this country. Is we're substituting these things that God has orchestrated and put forth and commanded for the evil of the day, and we're having mental health crises. People are struggling. They don't have that human interaction that God has created. They get on there and it's all gloom, doom, and evil. And they never hear that, some of them, or they don't hear it enough that me and your mama love you. Jesus loves you. No matter what mistakes you make, you can come back. And that love trumps everything else. Politics, hobbies, wasted time. If you truly love God and you love that individual, and I know you do, you're going to redeem some time somewhere. I pray that God will point that out to you today. Redeem that time. Because a lot of what you're pursuing ain't going to matter in 100 years, and it's going to be forgotten. A lot of what you're pursuing is not helping anybody but yourself and what you want, what you think you should be or ought to be. Be what God would have you to be. Be what your children would have you to be. Be what your grandchildren would have you to be and what they need, which is godly. Use that time wisely. I haven't always done that. Use that time wisely. Submit to each other. Love one another. Church, I'm so proud of you. And I'm so thankful to be a small part of it because I see you do that. I see you do that. The other day when y'all went to the assisted living home up there at Lanier Park, that's redeemed time. That's redeemed time. You could be doing a billion things on Saturday, but you were there. And you need to go have some fun now. Don't misunderstand what I'm trying to tell you. Godly fun, clean fun. My granddaddy, when I was growing up, used to say, son, there's nothing wrong with a little clean fun, but it's what that clean fun is. Amen. He said, you know, enjoy yourself. Enjoy life, but redeem that time. You've only got a little bit of time. Redeem it. Use it wisely. Some ways to redeem time. Do you have a daily time, whether it be in the morning or late in the evening or maybe both, that you read a verse of Scripture and pray over it? Sweet hour of prayer. We sing about it, but how many of us really devote a sweet hour of prayer to the Lord every day? I would venture to guess very, very few of us.
Thank you so much for listening to the Calvary Baptist Church broadcast. To hear more of this service, other past services, or to learn more about our programs and ministries, feel free to check out our website, calvarybcgainesville.org.
97.5 Glory FM, your family radio station.